If you knew that you were going to get everything that you wanted, then how would you be acting right now? When we are going through the journey of getting something that we want, whether it's getting the relationships that we want, getting the business that we want, getting the body that we want, whatever your goal is, it's so easy to place so much importance on actually seeing that goal that we don't enjoy the journey. And we think that we have to wait until we get that thing in order to be happy. But what many of us realize is that by the time we get to that goal, we already have a new goal that we want, or we already have realized that there is another level that we want to get to. So then we don't allow ourselves to enjoy it because we think, okay, well, I want that goal. When I get there, I'll be happy. But then when you get there and you're technically supposed to let yourself be happy now you have a new goal. So it's almost like a never-ending cycle where you're never actually going to feel happy in the present moment because you're always waiting for something else to happen. So do it now, because later doesn't exist. Feel happy now. Otherwise, you'll never feel happy. If you can't feel happy in this present moment, you will not be able to be happy in some weird future moment, potentially when you get what you want. Because by the time you get there, it will just be the present moment once again, and you'll have new desires and new goals once again, and there will be a new goal that you have to reach in order to allow yourself to actually feel happy. But like I said, it's a never-ending cycle, so you're never actually going to be able to feel happy in this moment. This is something I struggled with personally with my YouTube channel, because I remember when I first started creating content and I didn't even have 100 subscribers on YouTube, I would tell myself, oh, when I get monetized on YouTube, I'll finally be happy. Like, this is just gonna be a miserable time, but when I get monetized, when I have 1,000 subscribers, I'll be happy. And then I reached that point and I still wasn't happy. I was like, okay, well, when I get to 10,000 subscribers, that's when I'll feel accomplished. That's when I'll feel successful. That's when I'll let myself finally be happy. Because right now I only have 1,000 subscribers. That's nothing. Like, why would I be happy about that? And then guess what? I reached the 10,000 subscribers and I'm like, no, 10,000 subscribers is nothing. Like, why would I be happy about that? I want 100,000 subscribers, you know? And at the time I'm filming this video, I have over 20,000 subscribers, so I'm not at 100,000 yet, but I know that if I keep waiting for that moment, it's going to come. I'm going to reach that 100,000, but then there'll be a new goal. Then I'll want 200,000. Then I'll want 1,000,000. Then I'll want 10 million. Like, it's never going to end. I will never actually reach my desires, because my desires are always changing and evolving. So how can I be happy now before I have that desire? Well, it's about being present in the moment and being happy with what you're doing in your day to day. So it's about not rushing through every single thing and just trying to get it done and just accomplish it so you can move on to the next level. No, it's about savoring every step of the way and feeling enjoyment just through the process, right? You want to start feeling happy and feeling peaceful and feeling excited in the day-to-day process of what you're doing. Because if you are just going to hustle right now and just allow yourself to be miserable right now in order to reach a goal, you're never gonna reach that goal, because by the time you reach it, you have a new goal already. So there's never going to be an end to your desires. This is the way of life. We have an ever-changing desires, ever-changing life. And as more information is presented to us and the more that we grow, the more that we want. So the key is to enjoy the journey of what you're doing today, right now, not later, today. So what emotions are you putting off, right? You think that in order to feel love, you have to find that perfect person. But guess what? You're gonna find that perfect person and you're still not gonna feel loved. you're still not going to get what you want. Then you're going to say, oh, it's because they don't tell me this, and they don't validate me, and because they don't take these actions, and they don't open the door for me, and they don't text me every day, and they don't call me every day, so I can't feel loved until they do all of these things for me. And then when they do those things for you, then you have other things that you want. Oh, well, they didn't do this, or they didn't do that. So yeah, they say they love me, but they don't do this. You're always gonna find something wrong with it, because there's never going to be an end, right? This is something that you have to feel for yourself. In order to feel loved, you have to feel loved. And how do you do that? You give it to yourself. You find love in everything that you're doing. You find love in all of your interactions. You find love in yourself, with how you treat yourself and how you care for yourself. Then you'll realize it's actually really easy to find a healthy relationship with someone else, because you can love just about anybody, and just about anybody will fall in love with you because you are love. You feel love within yourself already. You're not relying on an external situation. You're giving it to yourself. You're not relying on the job going your way, or the person validating you, or people treating you some kind of way in order to feel happy. You're feeling happy now. You choose to be happy now. You're not waiting for something else. You're allowing it to happen for you now. You're tapping into that emotion now. A lot of people ask, well, how do you do this? How do you feel happy now? Well, it's about being present in the moment. This is something that takes practice, right? But it can be just as easy as taking a deep breath and refocusing your attention on what's happening right now. Not thinking of, oh, tomorrow I have to do this, later I have to do that, oh, I have to go over there and run these errands tomorrow, oh, I have to go out next week with this person. You're not thinking about these things. You're refocusing your attention on the present moment, and you're finding joy in the present moment. So not only do you have to stay present, but you also have to change your perception. Your perception is something that is very flexible. Two people can be looking at the same scenario and have two completely different emotional reactions. It really depends on their beliefs, and it depends on their perception. So instead of perceiving things the way you're currently perceiving them, that is triggering a negative emotion in you, you have to change your perception and look at things from a different angle in order to trigger a different emotion in you that's going to be positive and that's going to make you feel happy now. If you're still watching, go ahead and leave a star emoji in the comments so I know who's a star. So for me, instead of waiting until I reach a certain amount of subscribers until I feel happy, I allow myself to be happy for creating the content and having the impact that I'm already having. So I refocus my energy on the comments I'm receiving and the messages I'm receiving of people telling me that I've helped them and I've changed their life, right? I'm refocusing my energy on having fun creating the content, not from a place of, oh, I have to film this video today so that I can get more subscribers and reach my goal. No, because if I'm thinking from the outcome and thinking, oh, I'm only doing this for a certain outcome, what's gonna happen if I don't get that outcome? What's gonna happen if it takes too long for me to get that outcome? Then I can't feel happy, I can't feel satisfied. So I have to take the attention away from the outcome I expect and want the world to give me and refocus it on what I'm feeling for myself and what I'm doing in this moment. So refocusing on making content that feels good to me, refocusing on giving attention to the people who are already in my life, who are already appreciating the content that I make. Another example is recently I designed these affirmation cards, and I designed these cards, like, I've been working on this project for several months now, and it's been a whole journey of basically like designing them, finding a manufacturer overseas, getting all that coordinated, getting the shipping coordinated like with Amazon, and having to like create a seller account and go through all the steps. So there's actually been a lot of challenges along the way, like with the Amazon account, like they keep wanting me to verify my account, and then it's like been glitches, like wrong information, and then I have to do it again, and then I have to verify the European account, and then I have to verify the Australia account. There's like so many different things that go into having an Amazon seller store where you're selling like a physical product, because then you have to like have the right measurements for the product and send it over to the warehouse. And like, I haven't gotten that far yet. Like right now, I recently had to go and like delete the listing and recreate it because of some technical issues. And I'm not gonna bore you with all the details now. Let me know if you want me to make a whole video on how I launched this product, because I think it could be helpful to you if you ever want to get into e-commerce and selling physical products online. Because selling digital products is super easy. I'm already doing that on my website. It doesn't require a lot of like technical work besides actually designing the digital product and then promoting it. But physical products, that's a whole nother realm, right? And I've been so stressed. I've been thinking to myself like, okay, I can't relax until this is like in the Amazon warehouse, because right now the products are still overseas. Like the cards just got printed. I'm so excited. I'll put like a little video right here on the screen so you can see kind of what they look like. But I'm really excited, right? But guess what? It's not ready yet. Like I literally cannot order it. You could not order it. Like you could probably pre-order it, maybe, I don't know. But you wouldn't be able to receive it until the products, the whole crate of all these products gets shipped to the Amazon warehouse, and then Amazon has it in their warehouse, and then people can actually start ordering it, and I can actually start making money from it, as well as even having it myself, because I don't have the product yet. Like I'd have to order it from Amazon once it gets shipped to the warehouse, right? So I've been really stressed about that, and I've been like putting all of my happiness on when that product gets completed, and so anxious about every step of the way. And every step has been like this huge challenge. I felt like it drew out to be this process that just ended up being miserable for me. And yesterday I thought to myself, I was like, why am I doing this? Like if this is gonna be such a miserable process to basically sell art that I've created, that I designed and am so proud of and I'm so happy to share with the world, like why does this have to be such a miserable process? Why does it have to be so difficult? Like why can't it be fun? Why do I have to overstress every single step, right? So when I finally hit that point yesterday, I'm like, no, I'm not gonna let this be so complicated. I'm going to have fun with it, right? And that honestly felt so relieving, because I woke up this morning again anxious, like, oh my God, I need to do the listing again, and then it needs to get approved by Amazon, and then I don't know what steps are gonna happen after that, and this is so stressful, like, why can't it just be done already? And that feeling is exactly the feeling that I've experienced before in other areas of my life, that it's keeping you miserable for no reason. Right? Feeling to yourself like, oh, why can't this just be over with? That's not the approach you want to take. You want to enjoy the journey, because then when you're done with the process, you're going to look back and think, man, I wish I would have enjoyed that more, right? I think about like school, for example. I just wanted to be done with school. I just wanted to be over it. I just wanted to go to class, be done with it, never go to class again. Now I think back, I'm like, oh, I wish I would have like allowed myself to relax a little bit and enjoyed it more, because it wasn't that bad. I don't know why I was so stressed out about it. It was not that bad. So wherever you are right now, allow yourself to just relax and enjoy it. This challenge is going to be over before you know it. You are going to complete this and get to that goal before you know it. But don't allow yourself to be miserable every step of the way, because then you're gonna get there and you're gonna look back and say, damn, I got to my goal, but I did not enjoy that at all. That was a miserable process. Why couldn't I just enjoy myself more? It wasn't that bad. And so that's what I'm trying to remind myself right now as I'm going through the process of getting this product successfully selling on Amazon is, girl, calm down. Like in 10 minutes, okay, or in 10 days or in 10 weeks, however long this is gonna take, it's gonna be over. And then you're just going to be promoting the product. It's going to be on Amazon. People are going to ask you how you did it, and you're going to make a whole video on it and probably have to make a whole course on how to launch a product on Amazon, like, which I'm excited to do, by the way. I'm waiting for you guys to ask me these questions, but enjoy the process. I don't need to be so stressed out every step of the way. And that's what I have been this whole time, because every time Amazon was like, oh no, you have to verify this part of your account, or you have to enter more business information, I would get so angry. I'd be like, oh, why is this happening to me? Like, why are you asking me to do this again? I already did this. Like, why isn't this working out for me, right? Because I was still thinking that each challenge was keeping me from my desire. When in reality, these challenges are not here to keep you from what you want. They're here to get you to where you want. It's like you're walking up the stairs and you're angry every time you have to take a step up. Like, why are you angry? That's how you're gonna get to the top of the staircase. You have to keep taking the steps up. You can't complain every single time, you know? Even if you go in an elevator, you still have to walk in the elevator and press the button and go up the elevator and then get off the elevator, right? It's still a journey. You can't just be angry at the fact that, oh, why should I have to press this button on the elevator? This is so annoying, such a challenge. It's not a challenge that's gonna keep you from where you want. It's a challenge that's going to get you where you wanna go. You have to walk up the steps of the staircase. You have to click the button on the elevator to tell it what floor you wanna go to. It's a part of the journey. So ask yourself, where am I now? Where do I want to be? And how can I make the process more fun? How can I enjoy my life now? How can I calm down and enjoy the journey? Because this challenge is gonna be over before you know it. And then a new type of challenge is going to come when you're on the next level of that desire. And then you're gonna think to yourself, wow, I wish I enjoyed that last step, because that challenge that I thought was this impossible challenge actually wasn't that bad. It was actually not that bad now that I'm looking back at it. So I wish I would have had more fun. You know, that's probably the main thing, like the main regrets that I feel looking back at my history and looking back at all of my accomplishments. It's all, I always tell myself and I always ask myself, why didn't I enjoy it more? Why was I so tense? Why didn't I just let myself enjoy the process? It wasn't that bad, you know? And it's a lesson that I keep having to learn. And that's why I'm making this video today, because I'm experiencing it again with this whole Amazon journey. And like, this is supposed to be fun. It's not about getting it over with. It's about having fun and living your life in the way that you want to live. And so you want to be able to look back and say, yeah, I accomplished all these things, but I was also happy along the way. I also enjoyed the process. I didn't just have a miserable life and hustle and force myself to reach the next level without allowing myself to enjoy the process, right? Now you probably think, oh, well, I'm not worthy of feeling happy. That's something that comes to us often, and I've felt that way before. It's like, well, why do I deserve to be happy? I haven't done anything. You deserve to be happy because you're alive. Just because you've accomplished something doesn't give you more of a right to be happy than someone else who hasn't accomplished that thing. Being happy and having accomplishments are completely unrelated. You don't have to tie your happiness to your accomplishments. You can still be happy and have nothing, right? That's why you see people from other countries who live very minimalist lives seem to be happier sometimes than people who have so much around them and so much like financial abundance and material things around them. And you ask yourself, how is this possible? This person has accomplished so many things and done so many things and they're not happy. And this other person, all they do all day is tend to their garden and tend to their farm animals, and they're happier than anyone I know. Okay? Why? Because happiness has nothing to do with what you do, what you have, or what you accomplish. It's the permission you give yourself every single day to enjoy your life, regardless of what the outcome is. So I challenge you to express gratitude for where you are and just take a deep breath, okay? Take a deep breath, get back into your body, get back into the present moment, and figure out how you can be happy right now, okay? Remember, you're going to get everything you want. There's nothing standing in your way. So if you knew that you were going to get everything you wanted and your goals were going to come to you in divine timing, how would you feel now? You would feel relaxed, you would feel calm, you would feel happy. So feel that way now. Stop waiting for later and do it now, because later does not exist, okay? If you like this video, if it resonated with you, share it with your friend. And if you want to check out all of my courses, products, coaching packages, everything is linked in the description, all right? I love you and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.